Good morning, friends. Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Exodus. You brought them in and planted them on your own mountain, the place, Lord, that you made your home, the sanctuary, Lord, that your hand created, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Becky. That was our theme scripture for our time in Ireland. This morning, we're going to hear from three of our participants about their reflections and their experience of the trip. And this is also, I hope, a space where you can enter into a time of reflection and not only hear and learn from their experiences, but be reminded of how we're called to be sanctuary for one another. So I'm going to invite Riley and Elsa and Piper to come on up, and Riley is going to start us off.
My name is Riley Schaefer, and I'm going into 12th grade at Highland Park High School. When I found out that I was going to be going to Dublin, I was so excited. One reason being that I'd be the first in my family to go there, but I was also really excited to get to know the group I was going with better and to learn more about the worldwide Methodist Church. While we were at the convocation, we went to two workshops each day. I would like to share the story of one of the workshops I went to. The workshop was led by a Rwandan refugee, and she told us her story of escaping. She told us all about the people who helped her and the group she was with. She said to us that we can sometimes find it hard to receive kindness from others. She was trying to tell us that before we can learn to give kindness and love others, we need to learn how to receive kindness and love. I found that really inspiring. I thought about it a lot after I got back from Dublin, and I remember a saying my mom told me and still does: sharing is caring. But in order for someone to share, someone has to receive that kindness. I always would feel bad if someone tried sharing with me because I thought I should be the one doing the sharing. But now I realize they were just trying to be nice. So I hope that today you will do something nice for someone else. And maybe today someone will do something nice for you. And I hope you allow yourself to receive that kindness and love. God is present in both giving and receiving of kindness and love. Not only did I learn a lot from the sessions I went to, I also learned a lot from the people I got to travel with. I'm so glad I got to know the youth on this trip. They are always asking questions that I hadn't thought about that challenged me to think in different ways. I find all of them so inspiring. Not only did I get to see how Becky and Pastor Mariah are always making sure we are doing okay, I also got to see how much fun they can be. I also discovered how much Pastor Mariah likes Diet Coke, and if you didn't know, she really likes it. I love this trip so much. It's definitely at the top of my list, and it's because of all of you that I was able to go. I can't thank you all enough for your support of youth and for me. Thank you.
Good morning. Some of you might already know who I am, and some of you might not, but if you don't, my name's Elsa, and I'm a junior at Minnehaha Academy. In July, I had the opportunity to travel to Ireland for the Global Young People's Convocation, and I knew before I went that it was going to be a meaningful experience. I knew I would meet young people from different places, learn more about our United Methodist Church, and experience something that I probably wouldn't get to experience very often. But I don't think I understood just how much this trip would change the way I see my faith, my church, and even the people around me. One of the things that impacted me the most was worship. At the beginning and end of each day, more than 700 young people gathered together. We came from different countries, cultures, and different backgrounds. We spoke different languages and had very different experiences. And yet, we worshiped together. We listened to people talk about what it means to put their faith into action. We heard stories about ministry in places like Ukraine and Africa. We heard about people serving their communities and helping people who were hurting and trying to live out the teachings of Jesus. And then we shared communion. There was something really powerful about sitting in a room with more than 700 people and receiving the same bread and the same juice. It was such a simple thing. But looking around the room, I realized that communion was telling us something important. We may come from different places, speak different languages, and have different stories, but we are all still a part of the same body of Christ. God's table was big enough for all of us. And I think that was one of the biggest things I brought home from Ireland. Before this trip, I understood that the United Methodist Church was a worldwide church. I knew that in theory, but in Ireland, I experienced it. I could see God in people who were very different from me. I found that really beautiful. I learned that seeing God in other people doesn't mean we always have to agree with them. There were conversations and discussions where people had perspectives that were different from mine. Sometimes I agreed and sometimes I didn't. But I found myself listening differently. Instead of thinking, how could I prove that I'm right, which I do quite often, I started thinking about what can I learn from this person, and that changed something for me. Because when we take the time to listen to someone's story, to really listen, we begin to see the person behind the opinion. We begin to understand that God is at work in people whose experiences may be completely different from our own. And that has changed the way I think about the people around me when I'm at home. When I came back, I started thinking about my neighbors differently. I had met people from so many different places and heard so many different stories, and it reminded me that the world is so much bigger than the communities that we normally see. The people we pass at school, work, or in our neighborhoods, or even in this church, have their own stories, their own experiences, their own struggles, and their own way of seeing the world. And to think that every single one of them is a person who's loved by God. I think sometimes we talk about loving our neighbors as though our neighbors are only people who live next door to us. But my experience in Ireland has reminded me that our neighbors are so much bigger than that. Our neighbors are people across the street, people across the city, people across the country, and people on the other side of the world. And sometimes our neighbors are the people sitting right beside us, even when we don't completely understand them. That is one of the things I am most grateful for about Hanlon Church. You didn't just tell me I was a part of a worldwide church. You helped me experience it. Your generosity made it possible for me to go to Ireland, to meet these people, to worship with them, to listen to their stories, and to grow in my faith. And because of that, I came home with a deeper understanding of why my relationship with God matters to me. I came home understanding that faith isn't just about something I believe, it's something we live and something we share. And it is something that connects us to people we may never have expected to meet. So thank you. Thank you for investing in young people. Thank you for believing that our experiences and our voices matter. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to see the world and to see God in a new way. And most of all, thank you for reminding me that wherever we come from, whatever our story is, and however different we may seem, we can all gather around the same table because God's table is big enough for all of us. And I think that's something worth bringing home. So thank you for letting us go to Ireland.
Good morning, everyone. For those who don't know me, I'm Piper Lulek, and I feel like I should begin by acknowledging that I'm probably not the most stereotypical person you would expect to see at a Methodist youth conference in Ireland. I listen to a frankly unreasonable amount of extreme metal, I like punk, I wear a lot of black, and I've spent a pretty significant amount of time learning about the history of black metal, which, for anyone who doesn't know, has a somewhat complicated relationship with Christianity. So when I found out I was going to Ireland, one of the things I was most excited about was getting to see all of the old churches, religious sites, and history that I had spent so much time reading about. I was particularly fascinated by the history of religious conflict in Ireland. As someone who listens to black metal, I have accumulated a bizarre amount of knowledge about church burnings and anti-Christian movements in music history. But actually being in Ireland made that history feel very different. These weren't just things I had read about on a screen. I was standing in places where centuries of people had lived, worshiped, fought, disagreed, grieved, and tried to understand what they believed. And I think that was the first thing Ireland taught me. History isn't really dead. It's made up of people who are just as complicated as we are. And then GYPC gave me a completely different perspective on Christianity. I went into this trip expecting to learn a lot about the history and structure of the Methodist Church. And of course I did. But what surprised me most was realizing that Christianity wasn't just something I was studying anymore. I was watching people my own age actually live it. I got to worship with people from completely different places. I got to have conversations with people I probably never would have met otherwise. And I even made a long-distance friend. Shout out to Micah if you're actually watching this like I said to. One of the workshops that stuck with me the most was the one about prayers of lament. That probably sounds like a strange thing for me to connect with, but I actually found it really meaningful. I spend a lot of time listening to music that is angry, miserable, loud, uncomfortable, or just completely overwhelming if you're my stepmom, Nicole. And I think I've always understood those emotions as something that art and music can express, but I hadn't really thought about them as something that could belong in a prayer. I think part of the reason that idea surprised me is because of how much I was taught to pray growing up. At my Lutheran private school, prayer was very much about praise. You were supposed to be grateful, respectful, and reverent. God was someone you praised and thanked. He wasn't really someone you argue with. And if you know anything about me personally, you know I hate not being able to speak my mind. Lament is essentially the recognition that you can bring your anger, grief, confusion, and frustration to God instead of pretending you don't feel those things. You don't have to make yourself spiritually perfect before you're allowed to pray. This made me feel so seen. I had all of these emotions that didn't fit into that version of prayer. I had anger, I had questions, I had things I didn't quite understand yet. And I kept wondering, if God is actually big enough to handle everything, why couldn't I be honest with him about how I felt? I think that's part of what initially drew me so strongly towards rebellious subcultures. Punk, extreme metal, and other forms of counterculture were full of people taking the things they were told they weren't allowed to say and screaming them anyway. They weren't always polite, they weren't always comfortable, and sometimes they were deliberately offensive. But there was something incredibly compelling about that honesty, and I think when I was younger, I had unconsciously started looking for the kind of honesty in music that I didn't know I was allowed to have prayer. So in conclusion, I think the funniest thing about my trip to Ireland is that I went there as the punk extreme metal girl who was excited about old churches and black metal history, and I came home thinking more seriously about prayer and why people pray. I knew going into this that the GYPC wouldn't make me suddenly have all the answers to my many questions about faith and organized religion. If anything, it's made me even more curious. And maybe that's what I'm taking home with me, a lesson you may or may not have already learned. Faith doesn't have to mean having everything figured out. Sometimes faith can look like asking difficult questions, sitting with uncomfortable emotions, listening to other people, and being honest enough to say, I don't know. So I guess I learned that maybe not every church needs to be burnt down, but I have to admit, I understand the impulse to scream at everything you were told you weren't allowed to question.